It's bad. Anime.
Bruh. I'm recording now.
And I'm John.
I'm Rob.
This is Bad Anime, the show where we decide,
is this anime bad? Knock, knock, bouncy.
Oh, God, who's there?
Ill-timed Pink Whitney consumption.
Ill-timed Pink Whitney consumption. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Where the Bad Anime Podcast, where the nips of Pink Whitney flow like water. Oh my, is that a second one? Did you just pull out another one?
Yeah, I did.
That was so overtly casual that I'm not sure if like we were on ESPN and somebody put on a replay the first time. It's like, how did you get Zoom to replay the thing? Fascinating.
It's funny, wow. We're not even using Zoom.
Wow. Oh, my God. If two shots of Pink Whitney isn't the perfect way to start this particular episode,
it was going to happen regardless of what episode we were choosing.
Hello, everybody. We were talking before about what episode to do because we watched three shows for this week to talk about. And we actually have upcoming the next three, I feel like, are going to be our most weirdly diverse slate of shows that we've talked about. Because the subject is just very different every time.
Yeah, for the three entities in question, they're wildly different genre-wise, tonal-wise, maybe even age demographic-wise. I'm not entirely sure about that.
I think so. That's something we could discuss further later. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we got a really mixed bag, and I originally thought I was going to have to watch a lot more anime last night, but I didn't have to. We'll more on that later. So I had all this. So, of course, my goofy ass, like, because I spent all day actually in the recording studio before that. I was recording for like 6 hours straight and I was exhausted.
Wow.
So I'm like, let me get some Pink Whitney vodka and Big Deal Brewing. Big Deal Brew, which is the Barstool guy's beer now.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. They have a golden ale. It's pretty good.
Wow, fun. I mean,
it doesn't tickle me as much as Pink Whitney, but
well, clearly not.
It doesn't tickle. This is already going off the rails, and I love
great.
It. And meanwhile, you're drinking water. This is just the juxtaposition is hysterical.
I'm thirsty.
Well, you can't say that now because people equate that with, you know, sexual desire, and it's no nut November.
Have you heard? I'm sorry to derail, but have you heard a new phrase that is? It's like you're not thirsty anymore. It's like you're sweating. Have you heard that yet? I just heard that recently for the maybe a few days ago the first time.
Oh, no. We've talked about this before.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
We did?
It's on an episode where, like, I think I referred to sweating that dick.
Yes, you're right. I do remember that specific phrase.
It's an older phrase that is now coming back into the popular conscious. This happens a lot where, I mean, think about Bet as an example. I always
Oh, God. I never – see, I got to say, like – words that are one syllable that are trendy can never say them. Like,
really?
Bet, not a big dope guy either. Dope is like a word that I could never say at any point. Like, it just sounds weird coming out of my mouth, I think. Dope.
Well, the thing is with dope, it sounds kind of weird because I think now it's become so uncool that now it's used as like...
Like irony?
It's more of a mocking tone, really.
Yeah, okay.
Like, let's say you send me something, a creative project, for example, and I said that's sick. You would know that's a positive feedback.
Right. But if I said
that's dope, would you think I actually was genuine?
So if I were to say right now, the Demon Sword Master.
Okay, try it. Oh, I'm the one who's just pulling Pink Whitney.
I have the name right in front of me,
and you're sober.
Good Lord, I couldn't remember the name of this anime if somebody paid me, but I have it written down over here. The Demon Sword Master of Excalibur Academy. Was it dope?
Oh my. And for those purely faithful to Crunchyroll going, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, it's good point.
This is around the annual time I remember. Oh yeah, I have High Dive.
Yeah, I think that's exactly how this occurred, was that, hey, do I still, I think you asked me, you were like, do I still have that High Dive subscription? And I was like, I don't know, do you? And then you checked and you were like, I do. We should watch something from there because I need to justify paying for this.
Well, it was funny because what happened actually to give you, I didn't even give you the full story. You know, when you renew your credit card, sometimes they change the number on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or I think I lost my card, but anyway, I had a different credit card number.
Sure.
And sometimes it's weird because sometimes you, for some services, it'll just like cancel your subscription. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, they'll actually reach out to the financial institution and update the credit card number linked with that person.
Behind your back. Really?
Yeah. For example, wow. Hulu. For Hulu, for example, when this happened, I didn't have to change anything. It just said, yeah, we got your new card number for you.
Wow.
Bank. I'm like, oh. Cool. The digital world is frightening, but I think
that's
I like it.
That's kind of scary, but convenient. But like maybe, I don't know, maybe next time just like loop me in on the email at least.
Exactly.
So I can see.
Give me some like stamp of approval here or yeah, just like give me some notification that's what you're doing. Exactly.
Like, I don't know. Like you don't have to include me in the phone call, but at least tell me it's happening. Like, I don't know.
Exactly. Or in the email chain.
Yeah,
it's probably all AI bots doing all
fucking
this.
Fucking BCC me for all I care. I'll see it once and never again.
I thought you said BBC
fucking
me
BBC
for
me for all I care. Just get them all in here. All the biggest cocks you could. Just get them.
Thank you for riding the thin line of metaphor and then just dropping it.
Always riding, baby.
He's bouncing off my booty cheeks. I love the way he rides. He dropped a new song today.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to check it out.
I didn't listen to it yet. Dallas.
Dixon Dallas. I was actually, that song was in my head earlier today for some reason. I haven't seen
I was singing it at work.
That's just great.
Working a manual labor job, you know, I just sing shit.
Yeah.
The other day, the theme song to My Gym Partner's a Monkey came to my head. And people didn't believe me I said, like, this is a show, guys. Like,
I'm not gonna give everybody the context, but you sent us a group text on with My Gym Partner's a Monkey, the trailer in it. And I gotta say, I'm sorry that I didn't respond, but fully know that I did see it and did have a big laugh and sigh afterwards.
Oh my God. But yeah, it was so funny just talking to my friends at work. And just like, yeah, My Gym Partner is a Monkey is a show. And they just didn't believe me because a lot of
people. No, really? Oh, because they're a lot younger. Okay, because I remember that show.
Well, it's crazy because I started working this particular job when I was 23 and I'm still there now at the age of 29.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see younger kids come in like who are 18, 19. I'm like, I'm a full decade older than you.
Wow. Yeah, that is true. Yes. What an interesting feeling.
It's a great dichotomy. And mm-hmm. I love talking to them about anime because they'll have very different perspectives. One kid recently
sure
said, yeah, but the community is not what it used to be. I'm like, what the do you know about
what do you mean what it used to be? You just came out the womb, boy.
Exactly. Exactly.
What do you mean, like on your little shonen FAQs online, like what is the difference here? I don't know.
But yeah, but back to what I was saying about Dixon Dallas. Yeah, I just started singing the song and then I got a few odd looks because they just didn't know how to respond to it. And one of my friends, Dan, if you're listening, hi, he was like, I want to add this to my Spotify playlist, but I don't want to.
That's exactly how I felt. You know, I always love like a good like questionable cowboy song like Ram Ranch.
Oh yep.
I always love like Ranch. 18 naked cowboys taking showers at Ram Ranch.
And I'm having my own personal connection with country music now just because my brother would always play it. And
oh yeah.
And also once you realize all music now is essentially the same. Because now country is very much like pop and yep. rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally the same chord structures. I can break, if I had my guitar in my hand, I would break out. It's basically, it's all the same chord progressions, but which chord you start on.
We had I was at a party on Friday night and things were kind of dying down. So I figured, oh, we got to light this baby back up again. So what I did is I went on the old YouTube on the TV in the middle of the living room and I put on a playlist of 58 butt rock music videos. And boy, did it get spicy from there. And I think one of the how I brought that up is that like, you know, a lot of like Creed, a lot of like Hinder, a lot of Stained, and a lot of that stuff to me is just country music but rock.
Well, no, that's here's the thing is now
it's the same.
Let me rephrase it. Because you're absolutely right, but you just have a tiny bit reversed. Country music is now that.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, so yeah, basically
like modern country is
my music professors in college talked about it. Like, wow, it's amazing how country now is just pop from 10 years ago, but with a southern twang. I'm like, yeah, that's all it is.
You're right. And it's amazing how the Demon Sword Master of Excalibur Academy
fuck, yeah, we gotta talk about the show.
Is just something. Isn't it just something?
Well, it's weird because it's sort of an isekai, but sort of not.
Yeah, it is, but not. Because he, like, isekais himself, but he's in the same world, but just a lot later. Like a thousand years later. 100,000 years.
Baby,
don't you let me. Yeah.
Sorry to have taken so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just watching a bunch of Kiss live videos last night.
It's great.
Basically, whenever we were in the studio, and it was, you know, it was me and Mike, and you know, whenever we had a lull, it's like, all right, my voice either really hurts or my hand can't move anymore. Let's watch some Kiss videos in the meantime.
Nice.
So we did a lot of that. But so it starts out with like this Demon Lord character. Castle's getting bombarded.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm about to lose this, but I'm not gonna lose. So he kind of self-destructs the castle he's in. He's like, I'll reincarnate in 1,000 years.
Yeah, I would like to point out also that his full name, he's got like a skull for a head and horns, and he looks very intimidating. Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, this is a 3-episode rule. Forgot to mention that at the top. just going to slide that in there. But, yeah, he's like looking really intimidating. And his full name, actually, I looked this up online too just to make sure, is first, middle, last, Leonis Death Magnus.
Yes.
What a sick name.
I one of the many things I have to praise here, because I that name is just, it's so over the top but perfect.
It is perfect. It's perfect for what we end up getting.
Nothing fits this character more than that name.
Yes.
And speaking of tone here, so that whole scene happens. It's, you know, a little dramatic. He's like, fuck it. I'm self-destructed. I'm casing myself, you know. Kind of like, he basically anged himself from Avatar The Last Airbender.
Anged himself, or like Annie in Attack on Titan himself. Like, there are many instances of people being trapped in crystal or ice in anime, but he just did that. Except for it was purple. Ooh.
It was, and I like purple.
I like purple. Purple's nice.
Purple's a really fun color.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Pink and black are now the color combination I'm rocking a lot.
Black, pink.
I may have went on the Pink Whitney merch store last night and bought a hockey jersey and a hat. Anyway, Fauci was like, what the fuck?
Every once in a while, you just get into something and then you're like, I need to get the merch. Like, at first, like, the most recent thing that I could think of was the XFL, where you were like, I'm so into this. Gotta buy the New York Guardians merch, even though they're not going to exist as a team in 3 years. But But I really hope you just end up collecting just a wide collection of things that do not exist anymore in a few years, so therefore they become vintage. Like, what if Pink Whitney goes out of business next year? You're going to be the only person that has merch.
That's a great point. And now I have a fairly big collection of New York Guardians merch.
You do indeed.
Yeah, but, you know, the team moved to Orlando, so they exist, but fuck them, because they went to Orlando.
But fuck them. Like Disney, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Orlando. Hate Orlando.
We had a great time in Orlando.
We did have a good time there. Yeah, it was really fun. It was a good time.
It was a blast.
So he gets reincarnated. Yeah, right.
So two, of course, this is anime, so two busty 15-year-olds with guns show up.
Exactly. Exactly.
I wish I was kidding, but no, that's actually what happens.
No, that's 100% what it is. And one of them is the other one's maid.
Yes.
Yes.
Even though we learn later that the entire rest of the royal family is dead, so she doesn't have to be a maid anymore.
But she is.
But she still is a maid. She chooses to be. I'm like, you don't have to do this. This entire system is dead. Also, shame on her. Shame on our female our female lead here for not telling her. It's like, you don't have to be my maid anymore. You know that, right? She never said it in the episode.
Yes.
And she might feel that way as a character, but it wasn't shown to me, so I'm going to criticize her for it.
Good.
Yeah. Stop letting her be your maid.
Don't. Yeah, stop that. That's mean. Why would
especially,
you do that?
Especially because there's the whole, we got a little bit of a thing going on here. It's the lack of a comparison. It's funny because I keep using this one even though I haven't watched Naruto at all. It's a Rock Lee thing, because
yep
we learned these two girls are from an academy, and the thing is, at this academy you possess you eventually get this holy sword power, as they call it. Basically, it you just get a weapon.
Everybody's got their own one too. It's like that kind of scenario, like you have to discover
big
your superpower.
Chivalry of a Fail Knight vibe here.
Yeah, huge on that. But I, you know, even though Academy was in the title, I completely forgot that Academy was in the title. So I was watching this, I was like, oh, it'd be such a bummer if they just like went to school after this whole thing happened. And then they did. So
and they did.
That was funny. But yeah, they're searching. They're in like a tunnel. They're in a cave. They're searching for something. I forget what they are searching for. But they're looking to kill these things that we're introduced to called Voids, which are monsters that are like of the new era that, you know, destroyed this white-haired girl princess's town and her killed her family and stuff.
So her whole family. Who
she's not exactly the biggest fan of them. Yeah, I'll say that right now. But there,
She might protest their company at a party. Let's just
put
it that way.
Yeah, she may. She may. Just might. She has enough pink Whitney in her.
And while the maid
is
going to fucking nuke all of them with her big, stupid guns.
She has big, dumb guns. And boobies.
Well, I mean, all of them do.
Yeah. They all do. And they're looking, they're in a cave. They're looking to kill some voids and they get in a few tussles, whatever. And then like this big chamber opens all of a sudden. They try to open the door. It doesn't open. The maid leaves to like do something else. And the, it opens in front of the white haired girl. Yeah, exactly. And the white haired girl goes in and there's like, you know, Aang in a crystal. And she's like, oh, that's a, is that a person behind there? Let me try to shoot it with guns. So she is like, is just pelting this crystal with just like machine guns and nothing's happening clearly. And
you know what that reminded me of bouncing?
Yes, what did it remind you of?
You know in every video game where like eventually you get stuck and don't know what to do, so you just start shooting things out of frustration?
Completely. Yeah.
That was that vibe.
Yep.
It perfectly encapsulated in this show right
here. I felt that so much too. And she's doing that. And the best part is like the guy behind the crystal who you don't see yet really is, you know, Leonis, Leonis Death Magnus. And he's looking out. He's like, oh, what's she trying to do with this crystal? Oh, dang. Has it been 1,000 years in here? How the hell is she getting here actually? Oh, wow. Oh, okay, I'll come out. And he just like blows up. So the crystal blows up. And he comes out, and then unbeknownst to him, he is actually now just a 10-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a big, bad skeleton daddy no more. He's just like a 10-year-old boy. Still possesses the same magical powers, but he's now in a human 10-year-old boy body.
Yeah,
so,
they're actually able to explain this a little bit.
Yes.
Because there was a reincarnation spell going on here, hence why we bring up the isekai thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to say because he's not exactly – I mean, yeah, he definitely is reincarnated in terms of textbook definition, but – in other isekais, you usually get reincarnated as a completely different person.
Right.
He didn't do that. He just got reincarnated to himself.
Yep.
But when he originally got the whole demon magic put in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
mm-hmm.
they quickly established that in the show. I'm like, okay, show, that's some refreshingly nice attention to detail.
It is. It is. They didn't skimp out on details, which I liked.
But it was cool because it also didn't drag when they did that. You know what I mean? So many shows, they exposition dump. This show was good at summing it up and moving along.
I think so too. And I think a lot of the humor in that first episode at least was after he like came out of the thing. And, you know, he's thinking like an evil Death Lord from 1,000 years ago, but he has to put on the facade that he's a 10-year-old boy because he doesn't want anybody to know. So it's kind of like that movie Little Man, you know, where there's like a little person, but he's actually like 40 years old and a gangster. And he just goes into this house and gets dropped on the doorstep as a baby, and the family thinks that they have a baby now. So it's kind of like that scenario, but a little less.
That's also the fucking Looney Tunes bit.
Yeah, that is. That's right. It's been used a lot.
I love how everything is just the same.
Like, well, we just since you mentioned the Looney Tunes, now we have to end this episode on. That's all, folks. But not yet. Just letting you know.
I was going to say, there's a lot more to say here.
It's coming. Just, I wanted to plant the seed. Just so.
Do not come.
Do not come. I'm going to come.
I'm going to come. Happy November, everybody.
Happy November.
This is probably coming out like late December, but.
Don't say coming, Rob.
Right now. Right now.
But
the cool thing is here, it's alluded to in the first episode, but really expanded on in the second. What we have is kind of similar to a Vampire Hunter D scenario, where it's that cool mix of magic and mythological shit, but in a super modern, high-techy society.
Yes. So they have the high-tech, and on the way out of the dungeon, right, because they're like, oh, you're a little boy, we got to rescue you.
Yeah.
I think I remember her name, Celia. Because it's the same name as somebody from Spirit Chronicles, which is how I remembered it so easily.
Yes.
So she gets killed, the girl that finds him, by a void. Because she's trying to protect him, even though he's a Death Lord and doesn't need to be protected.
But like you said, she doesn't know that.
Yeah, and she don't know that yet. And he kills all of the voids attacking them, like, very pretty easily. And then he goes to her to heal her. But, you know, it's not actually healing her because she dies. And he explains this to her later in the three episodes, but he actually, instead of reviving her, reincarnates her as
a vampire queen,
a vampire minion of his. Yep. So now she serves him and needs human blood to survive. But she doesn't really notice this for a little while until he explains it all to her in the next few episodes.
Yeah, and funny enough, when she does figure it out, she gets afraid that she won't be able to activate her holy sword. And I'm just like, didn't this come up in High School DxD?
I think it did too.
Like two times?
Yeah, like twice.
With Asya and the one with the pigtails, yep, who Issei thought was a dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. It did. I thought actually during this part where he kind of made the big reveal to her, because he does it pretty early on. I'm surprised. Within these first three episodes, he's like, hey, so yeah, I'm a demon lord from 1,000 years ago.
If I remember correctly, did he do it with like episode 2?
It was. It was very early. I thought they'd at least wait till like the end of the season or something. But
Or at least the end of the third episode to give it that hook.
To give it that hook.
That's the one thing I noticed here, because in the third episode, you know, what we get a lot of is, because the second episode is mainly just introducing both Magnus and the audience to this high-techy world.
Yes.
So it's a cool narrative synchronicity thing where the character's learning about the world the same time as the audience, which, you know, mm-hmm, always makes my thinky brain very happy.
And it's nice because they did also confirm that it is the same geographical world that he is from 1,000 years ago, that he didn't actually get, like, quote-unquote isekai, that it's just the same place. Because he's looking at all the land on, like, a tablet now, and he's like, oh, I recognize all of these, like, geographical maps and stuff, but there's nothing there anymore. That was a cool detail. I like that.
A lot of the cool stuff like that here. And the second episode, like I said, he learns everything about, like, the world he's currently in. And the third episode, we get a little more plot in here.
Yeah.
There's the one dude, basically our Charles Arbor in this scenario, who's the dick.
Charles Arbor.
But he's also the kind of akin to the first baddie in the first season of High School DxD with the big harem.
Yes.
So like he just like kind of controls these girls and they're kind of mindless, like, you know, tools for him. Like his holy sword is like being able to control young girls, apparently.
Yeah. And there's one part where he also, like, very much in front of everybody, just grabs some tits in front of them and he's just like, check it out. And they're like, I feel like that's illegal still in this world too.
Everyone's like, no.
No, I don't think you can do that, sir.
Me sipping a beer while watching this going, yes. Yes. I appreciate this.
Yes. But yeah, he's
You know, I might have been sober. I was getting off of work. Anyway.
Wow. But he's a weirdo, and he the classic situation where he's like, oh, Celia, is that a little boy you have there? What are you doing with that little boy? And she's like, stop making fun of him. And then really badass scene where he goes to try to, like, attack them. And, like, at this point, like, Leo hasn't told Celia that he's a demon lord. So he comes to attack Leo, and he just, like, the dude just falls to the ground immediately because one of Leo's abilities is apparently to abuse gravity. Yep. And the guy's like laying on the ground and he's like, oh, sir, you tripped. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? And he bends down to his ear and he's just like, you fucking piece of shit. I will annihilate you if you step in front of my lady again like that. You big fucking asshole. Die. I will kill you. Like, definitely not that, but like exactly very that close sentiment. And I was like, that's sick.
Yeah.
That was so cool. But yeah, when he does reveal to her that he is a demon lord, I really enjoyed that scene because I've seen a lot of different mediums or a lot of different shows where somebody has revealed to somebody, hey, you're actually a vampire, or hey, you're actually a zombie and you have been the whole time, whatever. And he's like, I gotta say, like, you, I'm a demon lord and you are, I didn't revive you, I revived you as a vampire queen and my minion. And she, I think her response generally after the whole holy sword bit is more like, great.
She's like, yeah, very much whatever about it.
Which is very funny.
Which is kind of cool. In a way, the kind of sense is like, well, I would have been dead otherwise, so sure.
Yeah, right. But she didn't even do that. She was like, yeah, it's great. I'm more powerful now. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she got a little excited about it. She's like, wait, I'm a vampire? Sick.
All right. Yeah, she's kind of quirky. And they do have that whole scene where she's like, I'm the big sister. I need to scrub my younger brother's back in the shower. And he's like, you really don't need to do that.
Yeah.
So there's all of that. Like, it's kind of like that weird It's a weird cross between half isekai kind of, but also half harem anime, because you can tell where it's going because he gets introduced to all the other members of her, like, quote, house at the school. Girls, and they're all just, you know, chicks, and they're all at the dinner table like, no, I think he should stay in my room. And they're all fighting over him, and he's just a very underage 10-year-old boy.
It's very meanwhile, strange. He's like, this is weird because I'm also a demon lord who's been around for thousands of years.
Yeah, he's like, I'm actually 1,400 years old. But okay, I get it. Fine. So he's kind of like learning human custom as well, because being in a human body, he has to like eat to survive, which he didn't have to do beforehand.
He's not used to it, yeah.
So he's learning about all that stuff. So I think it's kind of like a fun bit of comedy in there too, where you kind of don't know, because by the end of the third episode, he becomes a little more open to like being friendly with people, and like originally his intent was to exterminate humanity, and now he's kind of warming up to it. So I don't really know overarching like where the goal of this show is, but I think I could probably ascertain that he's going to gain sympathy for humanity and start fighting with humanity eventually and against their void problem.
I guess really the only question is to see if his quest for power devolves or if he satiates it in another way.
And at the end of the third episode, the big cliffhanger there is the giant tree thing that looks like a star was the guy killing him in the first episode.
Right.
That comes back. It's just underwater somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it just wakes up and just kills a bunch of people, a bunch of divers. And then that's the end of the third episode.
Yeah, no, that scene kind of cracked. I don't know why it cracked me up, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. It came out of nowhere. He was like, just eyes opening. I'm alive. And then tree trunks coming out and stabbing people. And then that's where the third episode ended.
That's where it ended. I guess now it's time to ask ourselves a couple of important questions.
Yeah.
Did we have fun along the way? And is that where it ends for us?
All right. I'm going to go first.
Cool.
I think I did have fun along the way.
Yes.
Didn't think I would, but I did. I actually thought, given like the prologue and like all the stuff going on in the beginning, I actually thought it was going to be just quite serious and not humorous at all. But the humor wasn't just there. It was actually quite good, humor-wise. I did enjoy that part. Will I continue with it? That's a no, I don't think. I don't think I would. I don't think I would. I wouldn't mind. Actually, but would I go out of my way to do it? Probably no. But it's quite a lot better than I thought it was going to be, so I'll give it that.
Okay. This is so much fun for me because I feel like everyone, when it comes to bad anime or trash anime, whatever you want to call it, everyone has their comfort zone with shows that are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And thing is, I can see this show not playing out particularly well. I can see it maybe stumbling along the way a little bit. But I like harem animes. I think I don't mind the school life action shit. And this shit was a little more clever than I thought it'd be. So I'm actually I'm pretty into this show right now.
Okay.
I might actually continue with it on my free time just to watch it, which is something I don't always do with 3-episode rules. You know, I just get very excited about a show when I don't have time to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
But this one, it really entertained me. Might be nostalgia for a lot of the shows I watched early on in my anime journey, and then later anime journey as well. I really fucking enjoyed it. I really did.
That's great.
So I think I'm just going to continue with it. You know, I'm not saying it's great by any means, but it's a lot better than I thought it'd be. Mm-hmm. So I'm intrigued enough to keep going. No, normally when we spend the first 10 minutes of an episode not talking about the subject, people think that we're just, you know, going to say the show is bad, but no, I really enjoy this so far.
Yeah. Yeah. It was quite good. I was very shocked by how much I liked it, considering going into it, I was like, oh, let's watch this fucking thing. So
exactly.
I'm happy that by the end of the third episode, I mean, by the end of the first episode, I was like, I'm not having like a bad time. Like this is not a chore for me anymore. It's like a good thing to watch.
Yeah, no. I think I'm going to continue with it, folks. Let's see where it goes.
Heck,
you know, maybe you'll get an update in the future.
Maybe we'll get a one season on it. Who knows?
Who knows? Here we are now. And I don't know which episode this is coming up because we have like, what, 3 episodes left before we hit 100?
Yeah, quite a bit. So
this is either going to be 97, 98, or 99.
Yeah, so I think I'm positioning it at 97 right now. So it'll be the first of the batch. So there we go.
Hooray. So we're almost.
Yes. So you're in, I'm out, but we tentatively might do a season on it. Who knows?
We might, depending on how things play out.
Yeah. And until then, that's all, folks. It's bad. That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod, or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.